Today, Rinpoche went over the ritual for adopting the spirit of enlightenment and showed us how there are so many different views of this according to the tenet systems.
Yeah, this sadhana done reasonable.
Tuchena.
Surunda shin shichibu.
Okay, Tuchena. I'm sure he's giving me medicine for my ankle.
He
can't hit the light, that's why he was like that. Less
so. Less so. Chibu chimbi langji rinpa la lo zhangwa la sung Tienje ji yugu senji kuna tenpa tangpa che
That's
so Senji jeta jibi tsui nipa che Jini shueba la labi tsuis Jini shueba la labi tsui Ne sung ji Da nipa Senji jeta jibi tsui tila jukang la teni jiwa Shangju ji senji bi rinpa jibi tse Chugi zungwa asu What the Jiganan Chuges won't have to play the Magazo Chuges once.
So Nipa Ewa Je,
Nipa de Ewa Je, Jugan Latin Chewa, Shanju Saint Jean Bizimba, Nipa Je, Shanju Saint Jibise, Sumba Je, Chuges won, Zonisulo Jiba. What another Chuges won't have to Marbe? Yeah.
Okay, so. Once again, everyone, we are looking at Lama Tsong Kapa's great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, and specifically the section on training the mind in the stage of the path for persons of great capacity. So when we look at that section and we break it down, Lama Tsong Kapa has broken it down into three categories. First, the category is showing that developing the spirit of enlightenment is the only entrance to the Mahayana. The second is how to develop the spirit of enlightenment. And the third category is how to learn the bodhisattva deeds once you have achieved the spirit of enlightenment or once you've achieved bodhicitta. So these are the three categories. And when you we get to the second category, which is how to develop the spirit of enlightenment, there are four major headings. First, how the spirit of enlightenment depends on certain causes to arise, so how it's a caused subject. Second, the stages of training in the spirit of enlightenment, the stages or the steps one trains in order to achieve bodhicitta. This third category is the measure of producing the spirit of enlightenment. And the fourth category is the how to adopt the spirit of enlightenment through its ritual. We're currently in that fourth section of how to adopt the spirit of enlightenment through its ritual. So that's where we'll begin today, and I'll let you know exactly where we are in the English once Rinpoche lets me know. The Kangalason, then the Kabiore.
Okay,
then
it's
less so. Nishu Saji.
Majidla, what the Casa, the Chugging was once, what the Jibat Redua, what the Catuledua. Maji Chugas, Maji Chuganes, Maji Chugatla Tenma, Saji Garodua, ah.
Maji Kabiore.
Chigidlo, Gulmasun. True. Dumba dun do dumba.
One, two, three, four.
Maji chugane.
Okay.
That what the Saji Dunji Saji J Saji Gundu or Guganon Dongutere Saji what the Maji chugatla Jaji with Saji Gudiundu Maji chuganes Maji chuganes.
Okay. So we are at the actual ritual on page 66. In the English, and there are nine categories in Jayan Sheba's commentary for this section of the actual ritual.
다 고는 담부드레스 단드 카돌 샤주 샘비 돈발렌사 카돌와
맞아
네 저번 샤송세 아주 소지 되네 되네 지금 말베 어때 죽고들 해 말베
맞아 so when we take the bodhisattva vow the first thing that we do is we get into a position or a posture. So we get into this kneeling posture that'll be explained, and then we hold our hands in the mudra of prayer, and then or in this form of prayer, and then we repeat after the teacher a series of times whatever the teacher is stating. So that's the first part of this section. It'll show how the beginning of the ritual, how the ritual begins.
Gugunan dambu de dambu lume jindun do pemo ebi langa sala zo ba
na so
zo bu ron yu do las tam ja ne se je ba jo so wa de dambu de lume jindun sha su se ya zo zo jindun pemo ebi langa sal zo ne de de zo zo ji de ne de de che yo ma de lume jindun do Puma yebi langa sala zubam. Puma yebi langa sala zun dungba lenan digre zozo jin dinan digre che yo mares.
Dig, zozo che, de kucha?
Zozo jin ya digre.
Zozo che de lang? De ming?
Ya lang ama ya, zozo jin.
Zozo jin.
Kamba jin dinan digre.
Okay. Oh, okay, lesso. Nye tsa ba.
Owa dinan digre sungre.
Okay. So... In front of the master, you should either kneel with your right knee on the ground or squat down on the balls of your feet. And after you join your hands respectfully, generate the spirit of enlightenment. So this is the first category. So it's saying that you should either kneel, but if not, then it's appropriate or fine to just sit on the balls of your feet. It says squat. Or squat down on the balls of your feet. So you should either kneel with your right knee on the ground or squat on the balls of your feet. So these are the two options that are given. And Rinpoche is saying it doesn't matter. Either one is fine. Keomari means either one is fine. It doesn't matter. And then join one's hands together respectfully and then generate the spirit of enlightenment.
Dei je du shangju sembi dungpa lenga yin sangna, sanglu tatangu wajirwa, sen je baas.
Nge chuwa Rinpoche, shangju semba dakpar semche yire, and gara shene de gu. De dakpar de kon jimba dang semche yire, then gara shene de je gu.
Shangju sembi dungpa lenga waro, dungpa.
Yine de shangju semba dakpar semche yire, de sanglu dang semche dakpar.
So then here
my question was is why if you're a bodhisattva why do you need to generate the spirit of enlightenment if it pervades your mind at all times? And he said it's just at that moment before the ritual that's the spirit of enlightenment, the bodhicitta, that mind that aspires to enlightenment is what you think about while you're, that's your motivation at that moment. So that becomes the primary focus. My question was, is it's always the primary focus, so why would it need to be generated? Because it says in the text, and this is what I said to Rinpoche, when you're peeing, you are doing so for the sake of others if you're a bodhisattva. So, anyway.
Teya nandu le duba meba tangja yu, shangchu sen jiba sha sheba tangas. Duba meba tangja yu, shangchu sen jiba sha sheba tang. Chuga lejang, pacha jenda jinjirwa. Chuga lejang, shangchu jinbi ba du she sunbe. Jendun du sanji tuba sha wu nyan do, sen jiba tangmin jes. Sen jen tangji gudun du sanji tuba sha wu nyan ba sen jiba tangmin jes. Sent Jebala Mine Shanchu Matu Jibatu Matango Nyato Tanchawa Yimbe Duba Meba Tancha Sadinjiruta Tanchawa Yimbe T. Samba Chuga Latene Jeba Shaos Jenna Tasun Jena Wate Nishanchu Sendum Shanchu Sendum Bate Villa Jeba Shagures Wate Nibatre Dua
the kabar ka nipa
london les doba me ba dang cha yin chu sen je ba she she dang
les
chu ga le jang sha chu ni bi ba do she song be yin den du sha ji to ba sha wo nya do sen je ba sa me je sen de je ba la me ne sha chu ma tu ba ma dang wo nya do dang cha wa yin be doba me ba dang cha sa den ji ro dang cha wa yin be di sang ba chu ga la de ne jene sasung jene wate shanchu sembe dungpa jeba sha gores jeba sha wos wate bato nyeba dhe dhwa te tabo tenma sumba leung re jeba sha wos wate nyeba dhe
less so so the next sha wo okay te tabo I just want to make sure where the break points are correct. Okay. Yine the kaba ka gutso the data lagu. Okay, so number two begins, in reference to this, the lamp for the path to enlightenment says, develop the spirit of enlightenment. This is an irreversible commitment. And the ritual, so Rinpoche is saying, so that's one text, and then another text states it as well. And that text is, the ritual procedures for the spirit of enlightenment and the bodhisattva vows says, until I reach the heart of enlightenment. Therefore, it is not that you generate the spirit of enlightenment thinking I will attain Buddhahood for others' sake. Rather, you focus on such a thought and make the commitment I will not part from this determination to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings until I reach, actually, I will attain Buddhahood for others' sake. See, this is where I'm having, where the break point is. I'm just going to need to see where the, in order to give you the exact break point, I just want to see where Rinpoche starts, number three. So just give me a moment, but I'll give you the commentary. Here, this word commitment is the important part of number two. That's the focus in Jayan Sheba's commentary of what number two is. It's the commitment. You're making a pronouncement. You're saying that I will hold this vow. I will keep this vow. It's something that's irreversible in your mind. It's something that you're making a commitment forever to in all lifetimes. So this is what the second part of it is it's that commitment that in all lifetimes you will hold this bodhisattva vow. That's number two. And I'm just not sure if it breaks at the period of attain Buddha for others' sake or rather you focus. I think, I'm just not sure. I just have to see when we start. Okay, Digson.
That's one of the double name. Hensenji, Lajala, Rubber Menu, Nam, Majalas, Tatabi, the Shabu, Sembi, Duma, Leate, Hensenji, Lajala, Rubber Menu, Nam. An dhubha dhlen dhan dhig ma res, menu na meja las, sinjian thangji ji dhun dho, sanji sunju wa shao wu nyan ba zang, chugi ji na ne, sinjian ji laja la lhubara nui menu thangji la shebi chugu sa, sinjian thangji ki dhun dho, sanji tu wa shao wu nyan ba zang, an ne laja la lhu nui nyan dhigade ma nui nyan dhigade, ne suis gonen digres chuge je jinane sanje ji laja la luba nu menu thaji thaji la shebi chugo sa sa ju sa gon ba zan la laja lo nu menu che ga yo ma su gonen digres o de ba zu ba izat Shebi chugu osu, watibadu sumba renduwa.
Okay, so it's rather, you focus, so number three, rather you focus on such a thought and make the commitment, I will not part from this determination to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings until I reach enlightenment. So generate this attitude with two aspects in dependence on the ritual. So that's number three. So it's saying that, so number two is, in reference to this, the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment says, develop the spirit of enlightenment that is an irreversible commitment, and the ritual procedures for developing the spirit of enlightenment in the Bodhisattva vows says, until I reach the heart of enlightenment. Therefore, it is not that you generate the spirit of enlightenment thinking only I will attain this for others' sake. Rather, so number three, rather you focus on a thought and such a thought and make the commitment, I will not part from this determination to attain Buddhahood for the sake of beings until I reach enlightenment. So generate the attitude with these two aspects and dependence on the ritual. So hopefully, Rinpoche is checking. Did that die in?
Oh, yeah.
Then?
Oh, did you die in?
324.
That's Jibba, then, to Jibba.
Jibba
Rua. Mersen la tata. Mersen la. Tata ni rongi. Mersen la tata ni rongi. Josen chugi lamba la. Raja la yi malo ba. Naba tangi do. Sham rongi. Ludu na tume ne juba la. Dombi chuga mabo. La sha rongwa ta. Marongi chaba. Deba ne mago achembo os. Ota kadul doba chuongo do doba. Te jiba te tuju re do tuju. Mhensen la te tar. Mhensen la haja lo nene mhensen gunan digre. La manu ne mhensen gunan digre es. Mhensen la te nye rongi es. Haja lo ne mhensen gunan digre. Malon gunan digre nye rongi. Jusen chugi lemba la. Jusen chugi lemba la haja la. Ima lo ban. Naba tangi do shamarong yus. Jusen chuga de lemba la haja la gurma do. Haja la haja la la marong la karsa. Chugi lemba la haja la. Ima lo ban. Naba tangi do sharong mares. Marong yu. Ludu dan tume ne juba la, dombi yi chuga mabu la, sharung watan, marung yi cheban teba nes. Ta ludu dan tume ne jubi shanchu senpi domba lembi chuga dan, ane juba la dombi chuga mabu la sharung watans. Marung yi cheba wa kaji jiga wa cheba jiyao go sarwa. Wa te ndi mudu sonre, tuanda ko mudu s. Te tabu kaji gita sonba te, Mago achembo os. What the bad what is about it? Jebat Jabun and Jabon.
In a Jepa Kaba sar.
Mago achembo os, what is Jebat under? Nabat and Majin or Kaji said, then Nabat and
Chembo O. Okay. Mago achembo O. However, since beginners do not. Shion Kaji.
Okay.
Okay, take some. Just, I need just 1 second. Okay. So now number four begins here. Do not generate this attitude in this way if you are incapable of learning the precepts of the aspirational spirit of enlightenment. If one were to generate through the ritual just the thought, I will become a Buddha for the sake of sentient beings, then it would be proper to give the ritual to anyone. So it's saying that the aspirational spirit of enlightenment is a necessary basis, and the advices that are there are a necessary basis for this engaged bodhicitta, this ritual of the bodhisattva vows. Because it's saying that anyone can say, I want to become a Buddha, and then just attend a ritual. It's saying you have to have this basis of understanding of the aspirational. The two, just as an aside, two aspirational bodhicitta and engaged bodhicitta are the two kinds of bodhicitta. If you take a vow, that's engaged bodhicitta, which needs aspirational bodhicitta to occur. So that's just as a translator's note. So it will become, I will become a Buddha for the sake of all living beings. Then it would be proper to give the ritual to anyone, whether capable or incapable of learning the precepts of the aspirational spirit of enlightenment. In the case of the aspirational spirit, these two ways of generating the spirit, for those capable of learning the precepts and with the commitment, and for those incapable of learning the precepts and without the commitment, are suitable. But when it comes to adopting this engaged spirit of enlightenment through the ritual, it is completely wrong to give it to those fully incapable of learning the precepts. Therefore, some people have a great misunderstanding when they assert the distinction that in the lineage of Nagarjuna, it is proper to give the bodhisattva vows in many rituals, whereas in the lineage of a sangha, it is improper to do so. Furthermore, some say that when beginners are practicing, they should repeatedly adopt the engaged spirit of enlightenment through its ritual. So that's, I might have read one sentence in too far. But here the point is, in this section, is that there is a debate that's taking place as to who is a proper vessel for receiving the vows of the bodhisattva. It says, if we're talking about the aspirational spirit, then it's okay if someone doesn't have those precepts intact. But when we're speaking of the engaged bodhicitta, then it becomes necessary for those to be present. So it divides people into these two categories here. Those capable of learning the precepts and with the commitment, and for those incapable of learning the precepts and without the commitment. So those incapable of learning precepts without the commitment are not suitable vessels for the bodhisattva vow. So there are points that Asanga and Nagarjuna make that support, if misunderstood, the idea that anyone could just take this bodhisattva vow. Okay, Diksong Rinpoche.
What the Saki is that Kachinara said the
Kachi?
Kachinara, the Matitis and Shinu the Taju the Yudro. What the Sibuzum of Kachinara's Jean Kachis, Jean Kajigi, let on be you, Chushu Tos, let on be you, Chushu Do. Jodun Zimbi Chuga, Jodun Zimbi, Chugi Yayan Zimba, Shene, Shanju Simbi Duma Yayan Lam, Shene, Haja Shetan Chebrato, Satun Yimi Shibi, Chetasha Cheber, Matemba, Tema Imba Chambula, Juga Wos, Yan Keba in Sikh Kajig and then the second Woserta, Jan Kajigi, Late on Bui. Chushu dosa, le tombe chushu dunya dunno lo yojir wada. Chushu dun jodun zimbi, chugi ayan zimba, shene, laja shetan, shanju zimbi, laja shetan, chabra do, zayu tumwa, shanju zimbi, tatun, dadu zimbi, chunem madeshi, shajan mani, tijan bunga tang, kunchu kuru, chubung mumicho, wadinaga, shanju zimbi, tatun, zayu, shimu dosa, shanju zimbi, zayu tumwa, Shimundos, Yimeshibe, Chetasha, Chepper, Tembane, and then do that the long lubal chindos, the long lubal chindos, then my imba, Chimbala joa, you know. What about was Nabat Redo?
Ngatso.
Ah,
Ngatso.
Ah,
Ngatso, not the Xu, the Shanchu Sembi Dumba Hakogudu, Konsu Kanga, Shanchu Sembi Dumba. The chuga chinsar. You know, konso de sawa juje de hakogumare. Okay. Furthermore, so it begins furthermore. Furthermore, some say that when beginners are practicing, they should repeatedly adopt the engaged spirit of enlightenment through its ritual. However, since these beginners do not know the precepts in general and the fundamental transgressions in particular, they cannot demonstrate the particulars of what they should. Of what should then be done, putting them in a very harmful situation. And I just said, isn't that us? We all have bodhisattva vows. Who knows the 18 root and 46 secondary here? Sorry.
Less
so.
다 드바 던마 세질레 담발레 세질다 드자질레 소지고 소바 이제로다 세질라 담발레 장스 짐발라스부 하자라 하바메누나스 세스버바지 이제로와 짐발라스부 하자라 하바메누나 샤주지 센 제바탄라 소노모보 로바 소바 콘소 제네 네 강파르드 심바나라 나바탄제도 나바탄제지 탄제도 로바메뉴바 대장 르비치실 타지 용수 셈비 샤주지 센제바 샤데스 고레 덤블레 고레 덤블레 솜베 예수지 라자라 물로바 센제바 샤루와타 도마존도 므로와 치 세와 이노스 세와 이노 세존 추가 세존 추가 워다든마 워드 주바데 레무도아 세지라 담발 세지사 두자지저 두자 산지 송바 이저와 세질 담발 가르송 요아르스나 담발 레장 짐발라 수벨 하자라 루바메누나 세스 버바션 루바메누나 샤주지 세잔 제발라 소노모 루바 송바 콘순제네스 하자라 세스 버바션 루바메누나 샤주지 세 세제 단체기도 사주 고모 토바 샤오냐베 샤주 세도 공개이나 소나 러브지 사는 그래스 네 어디 샤주 세도 공고스 강기심이 다녀지 사제 신나 메강기 레셔다 공가데 지된고라 표와이 강기 탐샤제데 샤주드는 세드나 초반는 제바바스 달라 타는 마치소스 초 강기심이 다다냐베 사제 신가도 소강로 렘베첼라소 칸데 Chöpa mbiwa le, tamizhaa ti shanchu sen gongi ina, suna te chikri esi langchun sungu duwa.
Lasya.
Ondo sun drabi yin samaribay.
Lasya.
Jinpa la supi, laja la lupa mbini na, shanchu ji sen zan jiba lang, suna mabun drupa sumba kunsun zene, pariyo di shinpa na la, naba tangjidu lupa mbini ba, dejaan, Sisi Purupashunla Lupa Munyuba Dejang Ndribichi Shira Sinjian Tangjiga Dandu Sanjiji Kuma Tuba Shao Nyabi Tab Shanchu Ji Senti Gungu Res Shanchu Senti Jeba Shadi Shanchu Do Shanchu Do Senti Jeba Shadi Sui Songu Du Suna Gwone Dambuli Kamala Shila Yinjirwa Gwone Dambuli Sombe Yinsu Ji Lajala Mulupa Sanji Sharunwa Tans, Jinsu Sisi Parabashin Lamanu na Sanji Shanchu Sanji Rungres, Domba Zondu Murunwa Chi Sawa Yinons, Sajal Lamanu na Shanchu Sanji Gunan Digre, Domba Lendan Digmaris, Sebuji Songyo Ares, Murunwa Chi Sawa Yinon, Wa Dabadu Rindu, Wa Dabadu, Chuba Dabadu, Chuba.
And then Ngapa, Ngama Ngapa.
The Dhruva Ro Dhruva. Ngapa Khaji Dhruva Gaya Dhruva, Dhruva Yenba Chimbala Jhuva Sathya. Sejila Dhambala, Wa Dhamma Shis Parbhashun Lha Manu Na Shanchu Sen Guna Dhikri Swana Chima Sagar Es. Wa Dhruva Dhalhe Dhruva.
The Dhruva.
The Dhruva Ro Dhruva.
Okay, then Ngapa.
Okay,
Ngay Tsapa, it's, okay, so number six. Are we at six? Or we missed, is anyone keeping the numbers? Okay, I just want to make sure. I felt like I missed one. Okay, so I was correct. All right. I just got a little, the data in. Ngay Tronka Las, the data. Okay, so number six. Kamala Shila's first stages of meditating, citing the advice to the King Sutra, says that if you cannot learn the precepts of generosity, etc., you achieve much merit in a simple generation of the spirit of enlightenment. And then it says, and this is from Kamala Shila's middling stages of meditation, even those citing the sutra, even those who cannot completely learn the perfections should generate the spirit of enlightenment in order to be imbued with method. There is a great result. So here the great result is by generating this spirit of enlightenment, the wish to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings has an enormous amount of merit connected to it. So the generation of this thought itself has an enormous amount of merit. So it's saying, even if you can't engage in those perfections, if you can generate this thought, there's an enormous amount of merit. So then it goes on to explain what this means and how this relates to aspirational bodhicitta and engaged bodhicitta. So it says, so it is very clear that while it is correct to give the ritual for generating the spirit of enlightenment for those who cannot learn the precepts of generosity, it is incorrect to give them the bodhisattva vows. So again, as a note, two categories, aspirational bodhicitta and engaged bodhicitta. The ritual for the aspirational bodhicitta, for generating the spirit of enlightenment, is okay for someone like that, but not someone who, not okay to give them actual bodhisattva vows. Okay, Diksung Rinpoche. So number seven is the actual ritual.
Nije.
Nika jendungu.
What the jendungu?
Nika jendungu.
Tunda karin.
Jandro jendungu. Dangde jendungu.
Yine kuro de. Tunda mini karin. Sije madewa no dewa shawu.
De ngama. Madewa no dewa shawu. Jandro yure. De shanchu sembi dumba. De jendungu. Yine de shanchu sembi dumba choka. De jandro gu. Jandro tem som the jendungu.
Oh, the sort of Google or that, the good deed, and I got a money, me, me, me. Madro on the door show. Madro on the door show. Oh, my jibana. Oh, jibba joe. Also, young and lay.
Less so.
Monday, but the young and dog joes.
Less so.
What the camera should what it do not cut in the ancient.
Then NGK, the nyan and lay depa machina. Nga konsul ropa chegare.
Madu
the delpa, the delpa that saw the chanchu sembi dumba kagi. The ngay the
puik. Seje madu on the dewa jewu. Tombuji. Madu on the dewa niba. U mashiba no unjuma jewu. Yonsu yangale mandiba. No, yonsu yangale deba jewus. Kama do jinduji.
Okay. Je. Okay. The Semchen the Tamche Tarpa care. Semchen Tamche
Kual Madu on the Dojo Tabaina
Tambo.
Kual Madu on the Do Kual Madu to the Kual Dova Chickens. Madu on the Dova Jew. Madu on the Dova Jew Nibakarendo.
Drapple do. Drar. I will liberate all beings who are not liberated. Rinpoche is trying to understand in Tibetan the difference between I will liberate all beings who are not liberated, I will free all beings who are not freed. He's trying to figure out what the difference between those two sentences are. I would question that too. They seem like a repeating almost. The NGK, dunda chipa. Yine tsi kakare. Yine dunda chipa.
Seje madewa na dewa, kuala madewa na dewa shawus.
Less so.
Tambuji.
Less so.
Madruana, Madruana.
Chikshena Shidi Paksha.
Drua Jews.
Chikshena Nipa Shidi.
Shidi Tendilijan, the Pigeon Dimendro. Drua Jow. Oh, my shiba no unjima show. What the easel
to Dugnyao.
Dugnyao, oh, my shiba, what is it?
Dugnyao Mepazu.
What the
Dugnyao, you're not Dugnyao Mepazu.
The easel condemned the easel.
The NGK, the consul Dugnyao, you're not. Nge dugnyo mebazu.
What then the jimar, uma jimar, ujima jigis.
Then nyan le depa trope.
Nyangan le mandeba na nyangan le dawaju, nyandil chigis,
ujima.
What did you know? Mura jinduji.
Less so. Okay, so Rinpoche is saying that, I didn't read all of this yet, did I? Okay, I'm sorry. I get into it with Rinpoche and realize that we're just doing this. Okay, so now we get into the actual ritual itself for adopting the spirit of enlightenment. So the ritual for the adopting seven, right? We're number seven. The ritual for adopting the spirit of enlightenment is as follows. Recite the following three times. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who reside in the 10 directions, please listen to me. Oh, Master, please listen to me. So here we have two separate subjects that we're asking to pay attention to this ritual. We're asking all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in all of the 10 directions to pay attention at this moment to what we're about to recite. And then we're also asking the preceptor, the master giving us the precepts, we're asking him or her to please listen because we're about to make a statement that we want witnessed. So we're asking the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the teacher to be witness in a way, in a sense, to our pronouncement we're about to make. And it says, by means of my virtuous roots in the nature of generosity, ethics, or meditation. Speaking of the root virtues we engage in that cause us to become Buddhas. So the virtues, which I, and then we put our name in there. So I, Jeff, in this and all lives cultivated, enjoined others to cultivate or rejoiced in the cultivation of, I, Jeff, will generate the spirit of great, unexcelled, perfect enlightenment from now until I reach the heart of enlightenment. Just as, okay, so now I've made this pronouncement that I am going to hold these bodhisattva vows and so forth until I become a Buddha. So it's not just in this life. It's in all lifetimes. And from now on, I will hold on to this. And it's and then it gives an example of those who have and what happened to them. So it says, just as the earlier perfect Buddhas, who are arhats and tathagatas, and the great bodhisattvas, who reside on the high levels, generated the spirit of unexcelled perfect enlightenment, I will liberate all... Okay, so then there be... Then Rinpoche, that's the part he wants to comment on. There's four state points that are made in here at the end of this, and that have four specific meanings. So it's saying, just as the previous holy beings achieved their enlightenment through this process, I will do the same. I wish to engage in the exact same process that these earlier beings did, and it lists beings who are on very high levels just before Buddhahood, so that all those beings got to where they are and will get to Buddhahood by this means. So I also will, by this means, do the same. So it says, I will free beings, all living beings who are not freed. So here, this is speaking of cyclic existence, freeing sentient beings from samsara, from cyclic existence. So that's the first level. And then this, I will free all beings who are not freed. Rinpoche and I discussed this, and he said that it's inappropriate to state that that could refer to the obstructions to omniscience, because those who are not liberated liberate them, so freeing them from cyclic existence. But being liberated alone is just the afflictive obstructions. You can be in nirvana without being a Buddha. So the obstructions to omniscience are these imprints of the afflictive obstructions. So Rinpoche is saying it's appropriate to say that this is referring to those arhats, of maybe Hinayanas, who still have the obstructions to omniscience, who maybe are in nirvana but still have obstructions to omniscience. So I will free all living beings who are not freed. I will relieve those without relief. So here this is speaking of general types of suffering that everyone has. So any type of suffering. So not only taking someone out of cyclic existence and then removing the afflictive obstructions, but also tending to any other type of suffering that they have and relieving it. And then it says, I will cause to reach nirvana those who have not reached it. So here this is just speaking as a final pronouncement that I will bring all beings to a state of enlightenment. So there are nirvanas of each of the vehicles, as we know. So this is just saying to enlightenment, and it's no specification of the kind of it, enlightenment that it is. Even though it is not made clear that so Rinpoche said stop. Those four points are we've got to really focus on because they have a lot of meaning and are so important.
Less so. ne khajil dunga ji dunga yoare khajil ju dunga yoare khajil chaba du ji dunga odena gna nyo ro ode seje ma dewa no dewa sha su dunga ji dunga le ma dewa no dewa sha ju dunga le ma dewa no dewa sha chaba du ji dunga le ma dewa dewa sha mo ku ya no
lesa
sal mo mo tam du
lesa
tam gu za de de
tambo
odena ro ji du san ta ne kale de khanga du gu mu de ja chu du de
Then this year,
Less so. ane songa yo gro ta
less so
ma dewa na dewa shi ma tene lal san do ge ji do ge lal do ge ji do ge ju do ge la ta san ten son ba me chel ma tu ju do ge de san ten son ba me chel ma san de je ba en je le ju do ge yo ma de dewa dewa yo ma de je ba na me me yisres wo de de ji kale ji san da hum de
then a de je ba ju dungyao su su
nyoba dungen jiga duwa dungen ji dungen ju dungen
chaba ji dungen lesa
de songa duwa
lesa
de nyoba dungen yoro ta
lesa
ju dungen ta duwan de tete yon do tsangsa
lesa
ane chaba ji dungen yoro ba ro ta
lesa
mada ni bi ten se de juan shen dungen yin
lesa
le dan nyu mo bo ang shu ku bo bo de yoro ta
lesa
Nyabal sunga duwa.
Lesa.
Ala tal ji lo ji, gale gale ju gale gale, jile yo ma re.
Okay, so these four points that are presented here and what the meaning behind these four as a mass, as all four together, is very profound and it's important that we focus on it. So I will liberate all living beings who are not liberated. I will free all living beings who are not freed. I will relieve those without relief. I will cause to reach nirvana those who have not reached it. So when we look at suffering, and we look at the diversity of suffering, and we look at the six realms of cyclic existence, we see that there is an enormous amount of suffering that we need to separate beings from. So we have the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and the pervasive compounded suffering. So we look at all six realms of cyclic existence, the hell, hungry ghost, animal, human, demigod, and gods. All those realms have to experience among these three types of suffering. So the hell being experiences the pervasive compounded suffering, experiences the suffering of change, because there is a fleeting points of happiness in the hell realm, not like what we experience, but that can change into more suffering. So they say a cool breeze could come, and then it becomes hot again. So that shows that the hell being has the suffering of change, pervasive compounded suffering, and then, of course, the suffering of suffering, the general experience of pain. So we look at the hungry ghost realm, we see the same. The animal realm, we see the same. The human realm, we see the same. And the demigods and gods, it's not until one reaches the fourth concentration level that the suffering of change and the samten jipa So the suffering, Rinpoche wants to just do each realm individually. So the hell realm, the hell being has the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and the pervasive compounded suffering. The hell being has all of those, and all of those are brought on by karma and afflictions. So these contaminated cyclical aggregates, the aggregates of samsara, are brought on by karma and afflictions, and those aggregates experience all three types of suffering in the hell realm. Digsong. So all of these experiences in all of the realms are brought on by karma and afflictions. So karma is divided into two categories, virtuous karma and non-virtuous karma. So the virtuous karma produces the higher realms, non-virtuous karma produces the lower realms. And there are degrees of non-virtue and virtue. So it is the greatest degree of non-virtue that creates the hell, the medium degree of non-virtue that creates a hungry ghost, and a small degree of non-virtue that creates an animal experience. But if we look at what creates non-virtue and creates the negative actions in the first place, we'll find that it is the grasping at things as being truly established. So it is this grasping that is at the root of all of these troubles that causes these small, medium, and great degrees of non-virtue that then produce the hell, hungry ghost, and animal realm, respectfully. So this grasping at true establishment is based on the eye. It begins with the eye. It is seeing, mistaking the eye as having some kind of inherent existence, not seeing the collection of aggregates as being a collection that comes into being and then is established as such. It is a belief that there is an inherently existent, independent I that is exclusive of the aggregates, that has some sort of independence, independent exclusivity. And it is that misunderstanding, that mistaken view, that grasps at this I as having some singularity, as having its own inherent existence, that causes the reactions which are non-virtuous. This is where the root really is. It's this grasping at the I as being inherently existent. Christians say God made it. We know what Buddhists state, because this is what Buddhists state. What would science say creates this experience, the diversity of experience? So would they say that the I is established as this inherently existent I that is mistakenly posited? What would a scientist say about this inherently existent I? Rinpoche is just putting that out there. What would a scientist say about this inherently existent I, or this soul, the idea of this? So when the opponent to the grasping at true establishment is what we find in the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge, where it says, seeing the aggregates are empty of nature. So when we see that saw the five skandhas to be empty of nature. So that is the opponent to the grasping at true establishment. It's seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. While practicing the profound Prajnaparamita, saw in this way, he saw the five skandhas to be empty of nature. And then it goes on to say, there's no eye, no ear, no nose. All of these statements that are made in relation to the subjects are showing their emptiness. So there's this idea of no, 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 is referring to no inherently existent blank. This is the opponent to the grasping at true establishment. It's the correct view that sees things as not being inherently existent. Okay, so we'll take a short break and be right back. And I've got to get a stronger eyeglass. Happens. 25 more. For sure. The Sheda Yabudu, the Triwadan Lenja.
Less so. Yeah, I should Oma Tanju what is Oma Tanju. Should not Deba Maruba there.
Less so.
Deba Maruba Tensavina, Tamal entered the Yabu to what is.
Less so.
And the Sanson Bagay, Aunt Desi, the latest Raga, you are. Raju with their Ragris.
Less so.
Sanson Batele Ragris. Then do the Bata, Shiram Hazu, Tele Ragris.
Less so.
What the Dujag, Dujag and Goljiba Maris, Samuel Mondo Mogu is.
Less so.
What the Kusal Mondo Mogu is on the Nebun Mondo Mogu.
So there are four tenet systems in Tibetan Buddhism. In Buddhism, we find the Vibhashika system, which is the great exposition school, the Sotrantika system, which is sutra school, Chittamantran system, which is mind-only school, and the Madhyamaka system, which is the middle way school. All of these have differing views. The highest view, the final view, the most correct view is that of the middle way consequence school, the Madhyamika Prasangika school. There are many antidotes for many different negativities. There isn't just one sweeping antidote in Buddhism that we find, because if we look, we find so many different tenets and we find so many different antidotes in so many different positions. That we have to understand that these are all of these are antidotes for someone's negativities, because everybody has different affinities and so forth. Everyone's not the same, is what Rinpoche is saying. So, but if we look at the highest school, the middle way consequence school, the view of that school becomes an antidote to all negativities. If it can be held and understood. That's the point. So the view of the final view of the middle way consequence school, that phenomena is not truly established, that phenomena is empty, that sentiment, that understanding serves as an opponent to all forms of negativity. But all of the other schools have opponents as well. So the middle way autonomy school is a little bit less potent. The mind-only school has a little bit less. The sutra school has a little bit less than that. The great exposition school a little bit less than that. So when in terms of final view, but all of them contain opponents to an individual's negativities. So we can't say that there's just one thing that we say is this or that. It is in terms of the individual vessel and what one thing he or she needs. I'm trying to translate this clearly without running off the road a little bit, but the point is that there's so many different vessels. We are all so different that the opponents need to all be different. But the highest view, which is the middle way consequence school, serves as an opponent to everything. As an aside, though, everyone can't understand that necessarily, that final view, and that's why the other views are there. Diso.
Number 30, Jota Maa Shee Nong, Shida Maa Ju Shu Desu. Koke, Shida Maa Kaji Ki Shiribi Tawa Ki Leng Desu, Jiongru Ki Leng Desu, Tawa Di Shiribi Di Jiba Chi, Ngun Chu Sun La Jiao Sun Ju Ki Nomba Wa Tende Yuwa Desu, Shida Maa. Wa Tegi Seje, Madrewa na drewa shawa se ku nyebu chishe guwa se nyebu rabari ma tu chabu shi tu kuma res.
So the Vibhashika school is not a non-Buddhist school. It's a Buddhist school. But the values, the opinions related to phenomena are at a very coarse level. Yes, they go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha and are established as Buddhists, but their vows, their tenet system itself is very coarse in terms of what it gets rid of.
Oje tatan shirama nduduba shirama kashi tan nduduba zuge tene wate kazaran chatu bi zuyud maruba so wate ne nyu dezi karsar ne mariba gnye ba so wate raja tu bi zuyud maruba san tan wores mara.
So in the Great Exposition School and the Sutra school, there's the idea that it's the grasping at the self of persons that is the negative that is the root of all, I'm sorry, it is the grasping at the true self of persons which is the root of cyclic existence according to those two schools. So this mind-only school becomes a little bit more subtle. They posit that there is a grasping at the true self of person and grasping at the true self of phenomena. So they do branch into phenomena in the mind-only school. So according to the mind-only school, there are no external objects. They're all manifestations of the mind. And according to the mind-only school, it is the grasping at the self of persons which is responsible for the afflictive obstructions, and it's grasping at the external objects as being external, that is the cause for the obstructions to omniscience. So the mind-only school states that the grasping itself of persons is what causes the afflictive obstructions, and the grasping at the external phenomena is what causes the obstructions to omniscience. So I will liberate beings who are the Yanjusuranam, the Nge Rasong. So I will liberate all beings who are not liberated. I will free all living beings who are not freed. So we can see that there are two thoughts that are being made here, and we can have the thought of, in terms of grasping at the true self of person, and then grasping at the true self of phenomena. This could differentiate these points as well. So Rinpoche is saying there's a lot of ways that we could look at these two points and the meaning of these two points if we apply the varying tenets to their, look at a tenet and then say what would that mean according to that tenet. Kamala Shila Shandarashita, and then Lichtenjay the Tuchena. So we look at the middleway school. Middleway school can be divided into two categories. There's the middleway consequence school and the middleway autonomy school. Both consequence and autonomy school posit that there is not a phenomena is not truly established. There is no inherent existence. Then the Rinpoche, the Ranjupa Dantenjorwa, Nika. Demba madrupa kelen nika.
Demba madrupa kelen na thara yuar is. Uma ranju bi demba madrupa drabar is. Uma thanju bi demba madrupa is. Chamudar is.
So they both posit that phenomena are not truly established. But the lack of true establishment of phenomena according to the autonomy school is a much coarser understanding than that of the middle way consequence school. So when we look at masters that held these views, we see that the autonomy school can then be subdivided as well. So the autonomy school is divided into two categories. The autonomy school that is similar to the sutra school, and then the autonomy school that is similar to the mind-only school. There's longer names, but it's the easiest way, as Rinpoche just described it, is to describe it like that. The autonomy school like mind-only, and the autonomy school that's like sutra school. And Baba Vega would be, we see up here, in the, he's one of the Nalanda masters. Baba Vega is a holder of the middle way autonomy school, tending to sutra, to the sutra school, and leaning towards the sutra school. And then Kamala Shila and Chandrashita are part of the middle way autonomy school, leaning towards mind only, towards Chittamantran. So these...
Kamala Shila though.
So both Kamala Shila and Chandrashita came to Tibet and were responsible for founding the Sangyik monastery and preservation of the Dharma there. So this is how we can divide the middle way. The middle way is divided into, again, middle way consequence, which is Madhyamika Prasangika, and the middle way autonomy, which is... I can never say it right. It's the middle way autonomy. So the middle way autonomy school is then further subdivided into two, the middle way autonomy leaning towards sutra, middle way autonomy leaning towards mind only, Baba Vega being the sutra school holder, and Chandrashita and Kamala Shila being the Chittamantran mind only school, Madhyamika autonomy holder. So they were both invited from Nalanda Monastery by the king of
Tibet.
So they invited Thambo Chandrashita. They invited them to establish a tradition in Tibet that was in the same way of studying and learning as the Nalanda masters did, the Nalanda monastery. So it's because of this historical occurrence that Kamala Shila and Chandrashita came to Tibet at the Tsangyit Sulakang, that the Tibetans then took that information and held it very dearly. And then that's why we see the schools of Tibet, the flowering of or the sprouting of all these schools in Tibet was because Chandrashita and Kamala Shila brought this Nalanda style of learning to Tibet. And then this Nalanda style of learning was adopted by Nyingma, Kagyu, Sakya, Galupa, and then even the Bon tradition started to take on some of the philosophical tenets as well.
Kamala Shila dan kijin shiwa tsukwa di nalenta ka pecha chul lujan je dan laudu le ne peba tu pambu yin chik wadi gabu je ne ne wadi pecha diabu tagu yoris.
So then Kamala Shila and Chandrashita brought this these systems from India. And then the leaders of the Bon tradition took note and saw that there were many appealing things that were being taught and then adopted those as well. So at the Sangyik Monastery, it's where all of the texts were began and to be converted from their Pali and Sanskrit origins into the Tibetan language. And it's because of those efforts that we have behind us, the Kangjer, the pronouncements of Lord Buddha, and the Tanjer, the authentic Indian commentaries. It's because of those translators taking the time at Sanyit Sulakong when Kamala Shila and Chandrashita brought them those systems.
Sanyit Sulakong, what the Tudilu, the Nepyogi Jabutna, Kamala Shila Kasa, Chandrashita, what the Dajul Venlins, Sanskriti, Pali Tulu, but the Vedu Juag Subaji didn't do that.
Dajul
Venlins, translated that.
Did Sanyik Sulakong Nangla?
Nangla.
Okay. So then they made Daji Lopun Ling within Sanyik Monastery, and this became the actual, it was a translator university, a university for translators. It was part of Sanyik. Those who understand. So now, because of those efforts, those who understand the Tibetan language can read all of the pronouncements of Lord Buddha and all of the authentic Indian commentaries. So they were so kind to us.
Nil charate you are the mother madre on the door, Saint Madre on the door, Shatude, Umatanju Agi Shigare, Raju Bagi Shigaro, Marbe. Raju Bagi and the Kanja Raja to his yard, Maruba da, Chuno deba Maruba to be, Shiro di Nebures, Sungu Ezrota, Ledo Numovi Nebure, Nasungu Dungag Nebure, Ne do what do you do? You 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 do you
do? You
Now, when you have a little part of it, you can go to a new tour. Yes, Rajube.
Less so.
Now, when you have a little one, the Paja Bata, Nakurung, when you have a new tour, yes, Rajuba is Rajuba. Tanjuage, now, not there, now, when you have the little Tazama, you can go to a dit on your mother's. Woman Tanjuade. Less
so.
Nagan, you're not to
feel less so. Less so.
Madusa was that.
Less so. So. When we read these lines, I will liberate all living beings who are not liberated. I will free all living beings who are not freed. We can interpret these lines differently according to which tenet system we're using to interpret this line. So according to the Middle Way Autonomy School and the Middle Way Prasangika School, it would be by placing the opponent to the grasping at true establishment, which is the understanding that phenomena are not truly established, up against placing the opponent of the understanding of things not being truly established up against the mistaken view, and then by doing so, getting rid of those afflictive obstructions and obstructions to omniscience. So what's the difference between the Middle Way Autonomy and the Middle Way Consequence School then? If they're both the higher middle way schools, what's the difference in meaning? How would they interpret this differently? The Middle Way Autonomy School believes that when we establish, they both believe that the I exists. So there is an I, when we establish I, so we say Jeff, I, there is an existent I here, but the way that it exists slightly differs according to those schools. The Middle Way Autonomy School feels that it takes both the I having some I-ness and the thought to establish it as an I coming together to then name it as I. So it takes that table having some tableness that can't be brought into being until I impute table to it, but there's some tableness to it there. The Middle Way Consequence School says no, there isn't any truly established anything. It's just a name. The autonomy school says it takes both the participation. It takes the establishing, when we look at the I, go back to the I because that's the example Rinpoche used. It takes the thought of establishing it as an I and the I having some I-ness, and then I exists. I comes into being. And it is the misunderstanding that believes that there is some inherent existent from its own side of the I that keeps one bound. So by understanding that the I is not truly established, truly existent, one can be liberated, one can be freed. So depending on which tenet system we're viewing, these lines mean different things. So how you would be freed according to the autonomy school is different than how you'd be freed according to the consequence school. And the consequence school being more subtle, stating that there is no, the I doesn't have any essence, if you will, of I. It's merely a collection that is this suitable basis of designation.
Tawa pepin hag pechad saman godel tumba nyi de jo sumo sumo waras. What this one do waras te?
So many books we read in Tibetan, they say, oh, emptiness. In Tantra book, the nga.
Godel tumba nyi de jo se chuga du jo kangal yoro.
So in
the sanji sunda.
In all of the different texts and tantric texts and in different rituals and procedures, we find position of emptiness or generating from the state of emptiness this or that. So this is what it's referring to when we say emptiness. It's referring to what we're speaking of now, things lack of true establishment. It's emptiness. And the different schools would establish things emptiness as different. Every one of them would say that
this.
So we've spoken a lot of what an autonomist would say and what a consequentialist would say, but what would a scientist say? Scientists are great scholars and they study, they've learned so much about reality. I wonder if they were asked this, what they would say. We should think about that. It seems as scientific It seems as science progresses and more scholars emerge in the scientific community that the view of science and the view of Buddhism seems to be getting closer and closer together as we progress in science. Rinpoche is referring to quantum physics and so forth. Same as emptiness. So scientists are so intelligent and so clever that they could really pick apart the meaning, or could really analyze the true meaning of this. So if you're a Buddhist or not a Buddhist, it doesn't really matter. This is something about reality we could all think about. Something we in reality could all think about. So when we think about freeing those who have not been freed, that one sentence could mean so much. When freed from what, you know? So that one line can mean an enormous amount. So if you can understand, I will liberate all living beings who are not liberated, I will free all living beings who are not freed, I will relieve those without relief, I will cause to reach nirvana those who have not reached it. If you truly understand those four lines, then you really do understand the meaning of this all of this, I mean Buddhism, if you understand these four lines. Less so.
So
So we're bound to cyclic existence. I will cause to reach nirvana those who have not reached it. So we're bound to cyclic existence. And by getting rid of the grasping at things as being truly established, by applying that antidote to the grasping at things as being truly established, then we are able to become free, become liberated, reach nirvana, which is freedom, liberation. So this is how it is done. It's by understanding what keeps us from liberation. If you have a large amount of wisdom and think about this over and over again, you will understand it. Wisdom and increasing wisdom is excellent. And if a Christian is a good amount of intelligence, he or she could read this and also analyze it. So it doesn't require you to be a Buddhist to think about these things. You could be a Christian, you could be of any religious denomination. These things aren't specific to a religion. These points we're talking
about.
So the Nalanda scholars understood all religious traditions. So they, if you find, look in the text, they write about all religions at the time. Everyone, the tenets of the religion, all the tenets. Thick books about other religions because you have to know all of the possibilities to establish truth.
What the name is that? What about the Lunga to Dumba the Kumamudua?
So there's a lot in seven.
Okay,
so number eight, I think I read this sentence when I read it before, but it's number eight is, even though it is not made clear that you must repeat this after the master in both this part and the refuge part of the ritual, you must do so. So before this, there's the refuge that you take in the Bodhisattva vow ritual. You do go for refuge before this. And it's saying that it's not only this part that you repeat after the teacher, you also repeat the previous section, the refuge section as well. Number
eight.
Okay,
다 샹주 심이 도발란사드 메 하자 데도 다 송고 그래서 줘 버려서 말아
네 강가구
어디 사지로 나는 어디 제만은 가서 올만 주산 말아
오케이 I will So Rinpoche said to just read all this. Number 9. These instructions are the procedure to be followed when a master is present. With respect to how to proceed without a master, the great elder's ritual procedures for the spirit of enlightenment and the Bodhisattva vows says, although there is no master, there is a ritual for developing the spirit of enlightenment oneself as follows. Imagining the Tathagata and Shakyamuni and all the Tathagatas of the 10 directions make obeisance and ritual offerings, etc., and then go through the process of going for refuge and so forth as before, eliminating the word master and the supplication to the master. And then the conclusion of the ritual, the master tells the student the precepts of the aspirational spirit of enlightenment. So Rinpoche said we'll go over other information. So now that we're finished with class, and we've accumulated a large amount of virtue, it's very important for us to dedicate that virtue to our full enlightenment. Because it's said that if we engage in some sort of virtuous practice and dedicate it to our enlightenment, then it will remain with us until we become enlightened, and it will be a cause for that enlightenment. And it won't just be lost by producing some fleeting sort of happiness, which isn't the goal of this procedure. So the Buddha said, just like a drop of water from a bucket, a small drop of water from a bucket is placed in the ocean and does not disintegrate until the entire ocean disintegrates, a properly dedicated virtue, which is dedicated to Buddhahood, remains until Buddhahood, which it has caused, until the achievement of the Buddhahood which it has caused. So, that being said, in a complicated way, let's dedicate all this virtue so that it becomes a cause for Buddhahood. Concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All powerful, Avalokiteshvara, Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. Pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandot, holder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts, exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Tuji Rinpoche, Gutsi Shapi Denrona, Tsulam Rinpoche Mokalan Chirona, Sheda Sabudu, Tuchina.
Yeah. True combat, they have a draftsman.